opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Positively Healthy. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. And I recently had an event that changed what I was going to talk about today. I had something else planned, but sort of last moment, I was just talking with Dr. Perry, who works with us at Chiropractic First Downtown. He was recently giving a talk to a group of 250 kindergartners, and he had each of them raise their hands if they had ever seen a chiropractor before. And he said he had a very shameful moment when only maybe 9 of them had raised their hands. And to some of you, that may sound like a strange thing. Why would a kid ever need to see a chiropractor? Why would kids don't have back pain, or kids don't break their backs, or whatever it is you might think about chiropractic? But the reason that was so sad for me is because the main reason we're in practice, we love what we do, and we love taking care of adults and just about anything you can think of, any person or even some pets that you can't think of. But children is the most important reason, are the most important reason that we do what we do. I have 4 boys of my own. Dr. Perry has a young daughter who's 3 and a half, and he has 1 more child on the way. And our hearts are for children. When we look at the status of our health system right now and our children, you look at asthma. The cover of Newsweek last year said the scary spread of asthma and how to protect your kids. Asthma's gone completely rampant, with over 21 million children right now having asthma. My boys and I, speaking of allergies, or starting to speak of allergies, my boys and I took a trip to New York a couple years ago with the brand new Yankee Stadium, and we went in there and were getting ready to enjoy the game, and they announced that they had remodeled the entire stadium because they had to spray it down because of peanut allergies. They spent over $200,000 because there was a minute amount of peanut dust on the seats. They had to completely sanitize it and spray it down. And that was a very, very sad thing for me, because what has happened to our children that their immune systems are so devastated that they're violently allergic to peanuts? How many of us had that when we were kids? I don't remember that at all. Or are we giving kids too many drugs? We're going to talk about that. Allergies, headaches, ear infections, sicknesses of all kinds, especially diagnosed mental disorders. We're not going to get a ton into that today, but my heart just cries out for how many needlessly sick children there are. When we know, people think, why is the chiropractor even talking about health or even children? Some people think either chiropractic's all about herbs and some kind of voodoo, or some people think it's all about cracking backs to make back pain or neck pain better, or even maybe headaches. But the reality is that chiropractic is a set of principles. Chiropractic is a set of principles that, number one, God designed us all to be abundantly healthy, to be walking in divine health. Now, what does that mean? That means waking up with great energy, waking up feeling like you'd like to wake up, waking up without headaches and asthma and ear infections and exhaustion and fatigue, waking up feeling like you'd like to go play sports and sit in school and go to PE and do the things that you do. It's not just even that we believe, we're aware of the fact that God made our bodies intelligent, that waking up with all these problems that we're seeing just rampant in our society right now, it may be common, but it is absolutely not normal. So my role, I am put on this earth for one reason. It's to help people live the life that they were made to live. Whether you're a firefighter, a policeman, a teacher, a garbage collector, an administrator, a business person, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that your children do and are set to do, my job is to help you do it better. I happen to take care of a lot of Bethel Supernatural School of Ministry students, and they happen to love being under care because they feel like they can do what they're built to do better. Now, whatever it is that you feel you're built to do better, you're supposed to do it feeling great and being able to have the energy to do that, to live the life that you were called to live. And so today I'm going to talk about the 7 secret ingredients for growing healthy children. So I've given this talk publicly quite a bit. It's different for the radio, of course, because you can't see what I'm looking at. But the image is a apple pie. Of course, it's gluten-free, sugar-free with organic apples, but that's another story. And so a healthy apple pie that grows, and you look at this picture, you can just almost smell how amazing it is. Well, I want you to grow healthy little apple pies called children. We know that there's a lot of secret ingredients or special ingredients to the best pies. Well, there's seven that I'm going to talk about today, secret ingredients for growing the healthiest children. And the number one secret ingredient is actually having the power on in the body. So we're already due for a break in just a moment here, but when I come back, I'm going to talk about what having the power on means. Because there is a power, there's an intelligence that runs our bodies that took us from one cell to 70,000 billion cells. There is a power that runs that. Chiropractic does not deal with neck pain or back pain or headaches or voodoo or even herbs directly. What we deal with is that power that created the body that can run and heal the body. So it's time for a break. When I come back, we're going to talk about the first ingredient, which is how to get that power into every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. Thank you for joining us. You're on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
I am walking on sunshine, and I'll tell you why. It's because my power's on. Again, you've joined Dr. Todd Royce. If you're interested in speaking with us at the office, you can call 243-0889. We are offering no-charge consultations and 50% off your first examination in the office. Call 243-0889. We have very few appointments for that. I believe five for that, and those fill up quickly. So if you know you want to do that, call in the office, 243-0889. But we're talking about the power on, the seven secret ingredients for health, growing healthy children. We're talking about the power on. Now this is, as I mentioned earlier, if you were with us, Dr. Perry gave a talk with 250 children that only about nine of them had ever been checked by a chiropractor to see if their power's on. Now that is, in my office, it's amazing because I see hundreds of children. They're all healthy. We high-five each other. Their kids grow up without drugs. My own children have never had a drug in their body. It's the most exciting thing. And I, frankly, inside my own soul, high-fiving myself, like, look what a difference I've made. And then when I go out or Dr. Perry goes out and gives a talk and so few are really actually under my care, it deeply saddens my heart. And that's why I'm joining you here this morning. Deeply saddens my heart because of how many children go through life without their power on. So what do we mean? Let me give you an example. Whatever you're doing right now, if you're in the garden, I hope you are, or if you're driving or you're sitting listening to me or whatever you're doing, I want you to slump your posture forward just as best you can. Just give the worst posture like the sad puppy dog that just did something wrong. Lean your chin forward, slump forward, try to take a super deep breath. Now what I want you to do is head up high, shoulders back, like your drill sergeant standing in front of you and yelling at you, and your belly up and out. You're going to take a huge deep breath now. If you notice, like I just did, you probably got 3 times the oxygen into your lungs. Now, what do you think 3 times the oxygen does for you? That's a tiny, tiny sample of what changes in spinal posture have to do with functions in our body. So here's what I'm talking about. Your brain right now is running every cell and tissue and organ in your body. It's controlling your immune system and the strength of your immune system. It's controlling your heartbeat. It's controlling every hormone in your body. In fact, a lot of modern authors are calling the endocrine system the neuroendocrine system because the nerves from the brain through the spinal cord control that. How much energy you have, whether you have headaches, whether your heart is going to have 300 more years or 10 more years or one more day is all controlled by that nervous system. So the power on means that all that power is running from the brain down through the brain stem, through your top 2 bones in your neck, and through all the 24 movable vertebrae in your spine. That power on means that that power gets transmitted through there like a fire hose or like a big powerful waterfall rather than like a trickle or like with a rock on the hose that's feeding your garden right now. Hopefully you're having a garden. We all need to grow as much of our food as we can, but that's another talk. So if there's a rock on our hose feeding our garden, what's going to happen to our garden? It's going to be stronger or weaker? It's going to be weaker. Now, could bugs more likely infest that? Of course. Could all sorts of diseases that infest plants get that? Of course. It's not the factor of the bugs being strong. It's a factor of the plants being weak. And so that's what chiropractic is about. And I'm not even talking to you necessarily about chiropractic. I'm just talking about the power that flows through your spinal cord and nervous system to heal and run every cell in your body. So what chiropractors do is, especially in children, we check their spinal alignment, we check their posture, we check their nervous systems for their spine for alignment, because if the spine is in alignment, all that power that runs their body can get through there normally. If their spine is out of alignment, like if you were here just a moment ago and you had that bad posture, you understand that bad alignment cuts off nerve supply. It also cuts off mechanical function to all those organs in the body. So the number one thing we check in children is their posture to see if they're straight from the front or the back, and to see, we x-ray children, many of them, not depending on their age and their condition, to see if they have normal curves from the side. If they don't, less than normal power is getting through their bodies. Now, how do we know that? Because look around you. Look at how many kids are missing class. Look at how many kids are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And how many? When's the last time, answer this to your own heart, but when's the last time, if you have children or if you have nieces or nephews or you spend some time at someone's house who has kids, when's the last time you saw your kids bounce out of bed with bright eyes, ready, excited about school, and ready to have a good attitude about their day, unless it was Christmas morning? When's the last time you saw that? We specialize in getting kids to be able to do that, either through chiropractic care or helping them with their diets and other things we'll talk about this morning. But what most people think when they think of having their child checked by a chiropractor is, oh, you're not going to twist his neck or crack his neck, are you? Well, the answer is, of course, we're never going to twist or crack anyone's neck. A good chiropractor checks and evaluates for proper, perfect alignment of the spine. And if that's missing, we untwist the spine very gently. Sometimes there's a gentle noise, but it's so gentle that I adjust hundreds of babies every single week in my office, tiny babies. And when I do, the amazing thing is they usually don't even wake up if they're asleep. It's so gentle. But people think, well, my child doesn't have any pain in my spine, in his spine or her spine. Why should they be checked? Because most of the nerves are not feeling nerves. They're power nerves. It's the same reason why people can have kidney disease, kidney cancer, or people can have diabetes, but their pancreas doesn't hurt. It's just that it's not functioning 100%. And so this is what the Cash family said. They sent in, we said, we've seen such a huge difference in Melody. She was a tiny baby. After the very first adjustment, she has been so much more peaceful. Before her care, Dr. Royce, she would spend hours every day screaming, and she didn't want to be held. Now she's a happy, talkative baby who loves to cuddle. My whole family's life has been dramatically improved. It was so terrible that our baby girl would cry in pain and nothing we did helped. Now we're getting more rest and our stress level has gone way down. But most importantly, our daughter isn't in pain. She's able to be the amazing, happy girl God made her to be. Then she talked about all the things that they had tried before. When you see that hundreds and hundreds of times, it does something to you. And you think you're making such an impact until you see very few kids raise their hands that kids are under regular chiropractic care. It's almost time for a break again. Dr. Abraham Taubin, MD, from Harvard University, did a study on sudden infant death syndromes. This is what he says about spinal cord injury from the birth process. He says spinal cord and brainstem traumas often occur during the process of birth, but frequently escape diagnosis. Infants often experience lasting neurological defects. Spinal trauma at birth is essentially attributed to longitudinal traction, especially when this force is combined with flexion and torsion of the spinal axis during delivery. In other words, kids are subluxated. Dr. Taubin recommended back in the 70s when he did this study that kids be checked by chiropractors. It's essential. So the first one is get your children in to get them checked, their posture, their nervous systems, their spines. We do neurological checks. If you want to come into the office for that, it's 243-0889. We're offering 50% off your first exam. And there are five appointments available for that, so call right away. There's an operator standing by right now. If you don't get through right away, leave a message because this tends to be busy. So it's time for a break. Again, you've joined Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor, on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, or drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Duran Duran, Bob surprised me with these songs, and it's that you're dating me, Bob, here. I think you're dating both of us. Anyway, we're talking today. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor. We're talking about the seven secret ingredients for growing healthy children. 243-0889 is the number to call if you'd like to speak with one of our doctors about your children checked. One more quote on having the power on. The most important ingredient is making sure their spines are functioning normally. By the way, only a chiropractor is qualified to determine if you are requiring spinal adjustments. Your pediatrician, as qualified as he or she may be, they are not qualified to determine if your child has spinal subluxation, what the chiropractor uniquely does, just like they wouldn't know if the child needs dental care. Lennon Smith, MD, he's a pediatrician in the U.S., one of the best-loved pediatricians on the planet, says, every newborn should receive a neck and spine examination and a chiropractic adjustment if necessary. Is that too difficult to accept? It should be so easy. It's the simplest thing in the world. We have everything checked except their spine and nervous systems. call us if you've never had your child checked. If nothing's wrong, fantastic. That's our favorite thing to see in the world. 2430889 is the number. The next secret ingredient, the second secret ingredient, is just say no. So we heard that. That was Nancy Reagan's campaign, one of the best campaigns, in my opinion, for any first lady that we've ever seen from one of the best administrations ever, in my opinion. But that's another story. I can say that on conservative talk radio, can I not? Good. Okay, so just say no. This is our drug-free America right now. I'm looking at a comic. Some of you may have seen this. Our drug-free America looks like this. Age 0 to 4 is amoxicillin. Age 4 to 12 is Ritalin. Age 12 to 18 is appetite suppressants. 18 to 24 is no-dose. 24 to 38 is Prozac. 38 to 65 is Zantac. And 65 and on is everything else. That's our drug-free America. Infrequently, it's very commonly, I run into people who say, oh, I'm against drugs, except I'm on four or five of them. And so they always think that whatever their drug is necessary. Now, we're just mainly talking in the context of children right now. But I just want to say this. I mentioned earlier, I have four boys, none of whom have ever had a drug in their body. Now, what does that mean? Am I a horse and buggy and would never give my kids a drug? That's not it. It's just that we take care of their bodies so they never need it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you there's never a place for a drug or a medication or even a surgery. I'm just going to tell you that kids are a lot healthier without them. And one of the things that I talk about in my office, we give regular health talks. By the way, if you just want to touch base with us, just shoot us a call or send me an email at chirofirst@sbcglobal.net, C-H-I-R-O-F-I-R-S-T, chirofirst@sbcglobal.net. You can shoot an email to me and you can ask me any questions, but you can get on our email list, and we'll talk about, we give talks every single month, workshops. Last month was preventing cancer. This upcoming month is about weight loss and detox. They're free for the public. And I highly encourage you come to that. We'll teach you in 1 hour. I can't even come close to teaching you everything you need to know about getting healthy or getting your children healthy. But one of the key components is just saying no to drugs. One of the things that I talk about in those talks is we show a picture of a pure, perfect mountain lake and we say, gosh, that's beautiful. Look what God can do. And it is an amazing thing. And you think of going up to that lake every single day with a 5-gallon bucket. And in that 5-gallon bucket is ground up Tylenol and Advil and liquid vaccines and sunblock. And you dump that in the lake every single day. What's going to happen to that lake in 5 or 10 or months, I should say, but let alone years? Everyone knows automatically it's going to be toxic. It's the same thing with our children. The more Tylenols, the more Advils, the more you're interfering with their body's natural biochemical processes, not only does it shut down their natural healing responses, especially antibiotics, but the other thing that it does is it poisons their body. There's no question that that stuff is poisonous. That's why it's hard to open. And so we just don't think of it that way when we're giving it to our children. So the more you can keep them away from that stuff, the healthier they're going to be over time. So the third secret ingredient for growing healthy children is unplugging them. I'm looking at a slide right now of all these bunch of different TV screens, and there's two very overweight children, and they're looking at these TV screens with ads and everything. No interest, no marches, no need to protest. America the Beautiful, Coke, no sugar, all these different things. And they're being so programmed to listen to those ads. It's an amazing thing. In 2009, the increase of prescription drug use among children was nearly 4 times higher than in the overall population, making children the leading growth demographic for the drug industry. So what I'm saying is that drugs of all kinds are growing because their marketing just works so well to get more drugs into us. It certainly isn't working to get us healthier. Otherwise, we'd be steadily getting healthier, of course. But they're marketing harder and harder to children. So every third ad on television is a drug ad saying you or your children aren't made sufficient to take care of yourselves. And 1 in 4 insured children and nearly 30% of adolescents took at least one prescription medication to treat a chronic condition in 2009. The television is increasing that. This is an amazing fact. The U.S. and New Zealand are the only industrialized countries in the world that allow direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs. So what that means is ads on television saying, go ask your doctor about that. New Zealand is wising up, and they're in the process of making it illegal. But think of this. A typical 10-year-old in the U.S. will have watched more than 75,000 hours of TV, of which a great deal has been supported by drug commercials. they're not going to stop playing drug commercials because that's their revenue. That's just how the television runs. I'm not against that. I very much believe in free enterprise, but I don't believe in filling your children with all kinds of drugs. So there's another cartoon I'm looking at where one guy says, people watch too many TV commercials about drugs they don't need. And there's a guy with a briefcase. He is he's a drug company salesman. It says, he says, I think we have a pill for that. So we're taking a pill for almost everything. And so, again, keeping your children off drugs, unplug them from their television, their video games, too many of these things, not only do they have horrendous posture when they do those things, which is destroying their nervous system from the inside out, but they're watching too many things about all the junk food and all the things that they need and all the medications that they need. That infiltrates their brain and makes them think that they're not made sufficient for that. So we're talking today, it's almost time for a break, we're talking about the 7 secret ingredients for growing healthy children. You're with Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor, and we are offering 5 examinations at 50% off their normal cost for children only today. 5 appointments that are available, and an operator standing right by right now to answer your calls at 243-0889. This is to examine your children to see how their spine and posture is functioning, and you can bring them in. We will do a full neurological, computerized, and postural evaluation and find out how they're functioning. If they're doing great, praise God. We leave them just that way. We leave it alone. We never do anything people don't need. But again, we're talking about the 7 secret ingredients. You can call us at the office if you want to attend one of those examinations, or if you want to just come to one of our talks. It's 243-0889. That's 243-0889. Thank you for joining on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Welcome back. You're on Positively Healthy Radio, second Saturday edition. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. We're talking today about the 7 secret ingredients for growing healthy children. We talked about turning their power on, making sure their spines and spinal cords are in alignment and working properly. We talked about keeping them off medications, and we talked about unplugging them from the television and too many video games and these other things. The next one, number 4, is quit fighting germs. We have so much germophobia in this country right now that we've created the world's first superbugs that are now literally eating the strongest antibiotic in the world called vancomycin. And we do have bugs right now that literally eat that stuff for breakfast because we've used too many antibiotics and too many antibiotic soaps and these other things. And I just believe that people should quit their fear of germs. There's so much fear in healthcare right now. There's so much fear of germs. There's so much fear of what's going to happen if you don't take XYZ mucky hucky wuck drug. There's just a lot of fear perpetuated right now. And BJ Palmer, he's the developer of chiropractic and an absolute genius. He said if the germ theory of disease were correct, nobody would be living to believe it. So think of that for a second. If germs caused disease, every single one of us would have every sickness known to man because we have all been exposed to everything. Right now as I sit here, I have streptococcus in my throat. Now what's streptococcus? It's the quote-unquote cause of strep throat. But the reality is if it caused it, I would have strep throat right now. The key is the immune system, just like everything else as we've talked about this morning. Chiropractic is a set of principles. It's not so much even about adjusting the spine. It's much more important that you understand health principles before you ever even get adjusted. And the reality is that if you're terrified of germs all the time, and if you're constantly fighting that, your body's not going to get strong. So Rudolf Virchow, he's the founder of modern cellular pathology. He was an MD. He passed away. But he said, if I could live my life over again, I would devote it to proving that germs seek their natural habitat, diseased tissue, rather than being the cause of diseased tissue. As an example, mosquitoes seek the stagnant water, but do not cause the pool to become stagnant. So what happens is, we've just been so terrified that we're going to be run over by these germs that we're trying to kill them everywhere instead of just focusing on strengthening our immune system, which brings up something very important. And again, this is similar to the theme of keeping our children off drugs. If we're every time our children get a sniffle or a cough or diarrhea or throwing up or sneezing or a fever, if every time we do that, we're putting chemical corks in the body, we're constipating our body's natural responses. The symptoms are the cure. The symptoms are the cure. As one example, in chiropractic school, we grew bacteria on these sugar plates, agar plates. We put them in ovens that are 98.6 degrees on sugar plates, and they grew like crazy. We put them up to 102 degrees, all the bacteria died. We put them up to 103, all the viruses die. We put them up to 104, well, not in these sugar plates, but if your body gets 104 degree fever, you produce a chemical called interferon, which you can get treatments of this stuff in the hospital for thousands and thousands of dollars for cancer patients or all sorts of people with severe diseases get interferon treatments. Well, God designed that right into your body. When you get a fever, your body will produce that. But what happens if we're always fighting the fever, if we're always medicating the back pain, if we're always taking cough suppressants and sneeze suppressants and Imodium AD to stop diarrhea and antiemetics so we don't throw up, we're stopping the cure because the cure is the body's capacity to heal itself. Surgeries sometimes perform miracles. If my arm's dangling off, I'm going to go right to the surgeon. But your body even has to heal the scar from the surgery. Thank God for surgeries. A surgery just saved my wife's life. In fact, that's another story. But it doesn't heal the body. The body has to heal itself. So anyone who wants to see their body get healthy, any doctor who wants to see their patients' bodies get healthy, the future of healthcare is not in government-mandated, government-run Medicare for everybody, which is what we're seemingly on our way to, but it's actually taking care of your own health and encouraging your body's own natural healing process. Louis Pasteur, the founder of the germ theory himself, two of my children are interested in going to Stanford University. They're very, very bright kids. Well, the oldest is 15 and the second is 12, so we got a ways to go here. But I'm glad they're focused for their future. But there's the hospital, the main road to the hospital there is called Pasteur Drive. Because Pasteur invented the germ theory, and he's the one who figured out that germs are the things that are causing people to get sick, quote unquote. He says in a state of health, people are shut off from the invasion of germs. In a state of health, people are shut off from the invasion of germs. Our job is to get people into that state of health. Andrew Weil, MD, a very famous MD, more of a holistic MD, says, whenever the immune system deals successfully with an infection, it emerges from the experience stronger and better able to confront similar threats in the future. Our immune system develops in combat. if at the first sign of infection you always jump in with an antibiotic, you do not give the immune system a chance to grow stronger. So stop being terrified of germs. It's critical that you focus on the body's capacity to heal itself. So what we're doing here, we're teaching you those concepts, the seven secret ingredients for growing healthy children. The most important one is to have your child's spine and nerve system checked. Only a doctor of chiropractic is qualified to do that. If you're already going to a chiropractor and that chiropractor specializes in children, perfect. Stay there. Do exactly what you're doing. But the problem is most of you aren't. And as I talked about at the very beginning, Dr. Perry, who works in my office, gave a talk to 250 kindergartners. Only about 9 of them had ever been to a chiropractor that they remembered. Devastating fact. That is the reason that I'm talking about this today. Kids need their spines and nerve systems checked. I'm not on the phone, so I don't know if all those appointments are taken up, but we have 5 spots available to come in for a no-charge consultation and 50% off the examination, which includes a postural screening, a palpation exam where we feel each individual vertebra very gently to see the alignment from infants to 18-year-olds. We do the neurological checks, which check computerized muscle tension and nerve stress to organs around the spine. That's a surface EMG and surface thermography. Critical technology for measuring how they're actually functioning. If you'd like to do that, there's an operator standing by. Please leave a message if she's not there. We get very busy with calls. There's only one person available right now. The number is 243-0889 in my downtown office. That's 243-0889. Again, you're on Positively Healthy Radio, second Saturday edition. This is Dr. Todd Royce on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., 3 Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Oak River Rehab, Oakdale Heights Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Comfort Keepers, Seniors Choice, ILSNC Vision Resource Center, and Accent Care. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Welcome back to the second Saturday edition of Positively Healthy. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor, talking today about the 7 secret ingredients for growing healthy children. This is a testimonial from one of our patients about her child, Zane. Zane was having headaches and problems sleeping for about a year. He was also diagnosed with asthma and allergies. He was prescribed medication that never seemed to help. He continued to have a chronic cough. Zane started to see Dr. Todd about a year ago because I, his mom, started seeing Dr. Todd also. Zane had noticed a huge difference in his posture, growth, and sleeps through the night without coughing. Zane no longer experiences headaches. He also does not need allergy or asthma medication. The staff at Chiropractic First are very caring, professional, and helpful, always willing to help. Thank you, Tamara. Boy, it does something to you, like I've said, when kids get these kinds of changes. Now, people say, do chiropractors treat asthma or coughs or headaches? We don't treat any of those things, and I would suggest to you that treating conditions is getting more and more outdated as a healthcare philosophy. Just look to our treatment system and our soon-to-be government-run healthcare system and know that you need to take care of your own health and your children's own health. So the seven secret ingredients for growing healthy children, we've talked about having their power on, getting them checked by a chiropractor. We're talking about getting them off drugs, unplugging them from the television and the video games, stopping fear from germs, stopping being terrified from germs. The fifth one is their attitude. Attitude has a whole lot to do with health, what we think and what we think about our bodies. I'm going to talk only a little bit about this one, but I will say this. What our children and what we believe about our health has an absolutely enormous impact on our future and on our health. That's why I don't plug my children into the television all the time. For probably 6 or 7 years since we've had kids, we had no television. We had a TV that we could put DVDs on, but no cable, none of that. We very much limit it now because what they're plugging in is ads that say your children aren't adequate. You need Fruit Loops and drugs and medications and all these other things, and you need a certain Barbie and you need a certain iPod or whatever in order to get and be normal and healthy. But that's not true. God installed all the software and hardware that we need to be healthy. So the attitude, there's three critical things that I've observed, having taken care of literally thousands of children and taking care of my own four boys. Number one, plug into a church. Connect them to something bigger than them. I'm not here to preach at you. I definitely have my own ideas of who God is and what he's all about. And I'm sure you do too. But plug into something. Your children need to know that there's something bigger than them and bigger than you. I looked this morning. I lost my temper this morning at my second son, and I'm ashamed for that. I should never have done that. But the point is, I'm not perfect. And I've got news for you. Neither are you. And if you are the biggest thing to your children, we're all in trouble. There's got to be something bigger. They've got to know about that. A church or a synagogue or whatever place of worship you feel is right for you, plug into that and make it part of a community. So not just the people, but there is an author of this universe, and their children need to know that he's bigger than mom and dad, and, in my opinion, needs to know that he can take care of them and loves them and made them for a great life. Also, read to them and help them read. Don't always just plug them into what we call the idiot box. You probably heard it called that. We're just now finishing our eighth time through the Chronicles of Narnia. We're big C.S. Lewis fans. Eight times through every one of those books. We've read them a lot because they're so good and they're so infinitely deep about God and about fantasy, and it's amazing. Reading engages their attitude, engages their hearts and minds, and allows their imagination to work harder than if they're just watching the idiot box. It's incredibly important. And the last one in this fifth secret ingredient for growing healthy children is a good attitude, is make them work. Children have got to work. They don't always want to, but they've got to be able to work. They've got to produce something. They've got to know that what they're doing makes a difference. They've got to physically move their bodies and know that every time they just contribute to the family. That's a critical thing. If I had $20 billion, I still would make all my kids work. I heard recently that, I think it is Mick Jagger. I may be quoting misquoting the rocker, but, says that, he's not going to give his kids all the money that they need, even though he has more money than he could ever need. He's not going to just give his kids all the money because he wants them to know how to work. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way to look at it. So the sixth secret ingredient for growing healthy children is feed them live foods. So what do live foods mean? Well, we have a principle that food should be as close to how God made them as possible when you consume them. Here's the example. We know that oranges have a lot of vitamin C. Oranges have a lot of healthy things in them. So is eating an orange the same as drinking a Minute Maid orange soda with vitamin C substance in it, 100% of the RDA? Is it the same? Of course it's not. You need to eat the food as close to how it was grown as possible. The more live foods they eat, which means, of course, fresh fruits and vegetables. We all know that, but so many of us aren't eating them ourselves, and therefore our kids aren't eating them. I hope my kids aren't listening. We hide live foods and all kinds of stuff. My kids eat pretty well, but my wife's making organic grass-fed taco meat last night, and she says, don't say anything, because she's blending up spinach in a little bit of water. And when she makes the taco spice, spinach and water, and dumps that in the taco meat, they don't even know that there's live raw spinach inside their taco meat because it's blended up in the Vitamix. If you don't have a Vitamix, go to Costco and get one. It's the best value you'll ever get. But feed them live foods in their bodies. That's the sixth principle. It's already time for a break again. You're listening to Dr. Todd Royce. We're talking about the 7 secret ingredients for growing healthy children, talking about getting them checked. If you do want your child's spine checked, which if you have not done that, you must do, is 243-0889 is my office number. We have had, at the beginning anyway, we had 5 appointments for you to bring your child in for a no-charge consultation and 50% off an examination of your child at 243-0889. That's 243-0889. Last segment coming up, the final ingredient for growing healthy children. You're on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
During the month of May, all pit bull adoptions at Haven Humane Society are just $20. Pit bulls and pit mixes suitable for all lifestyles and family members are available at Haven and waiting for a new home. Pit bulls are generally energetic dogs and love to play, chase balls, and go on walks or runs. The breed is highly trainable and eager to please. Stop by the Morgan Adoption Center at Haven Humane Society to meet our pit bulls and find the one that's right for your family. If you already have a pit bull mix that has not been fixed, Haven's low-cost spay-neuter clinic is offering 20% off the surgery during the month of May. Haven is located at 7449 East Side Road in Reading, or call 241-1653 for more information.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I think today we're in the 80s, aren't we, Bob? I'm liking this music. He's picking it out for me. He's surprising me with 80s music. But so we're talking today. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. The number at the office is 243-0889. We're talking about 7 secret ingredients for growing healthy children. We've talked about getting their spines checked by a chiropractor, getting them off drugs, unplugging them from the television and video games, not fearing germs, talked about their attitude. We talked about feeding them live foods. And the 7th secret ingredient is, I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. It's getting their bodies moving. Now, if I were to tell you right now that there is a pill you could take that had absolutely no dangerous side effects, was almost completely free, and it literally increased energy, increased the immune system function, and decreased every disease risk by 50%. 50%. And again, there's no side effects. How many of you would take it? Every single one of you. Now, how many of your children would take it? If they understood it, they certainly would take this pill. The pill is called exercise. They like to move it, move it. They love it. All kids love to move. They just, it's not always framed the right way. I was talking with a patient yesterday who said her teenage daughter isn't doing very well at exercising. She's kind of bored with it. And I said, well, let's shake it up and do some different things, like get a reward system. And I gave her some ideas for that. But some statistics, first of all, about 1/3 of U.S. children aged 2 to 19 are now overweight or obese. Childhood diabetes has increased tenfold in the last 20 years. That doesn't mean 10%. This is adjusted for population, by the way. 1,000% more diabetes in childhood than 20 years ago. Kenneth Cooper, MD, a famous cancer doctor, said this is the first generation where parents will outlive their kids. Think of what I'm saying there. Regular exercise can seriously decrease your child's risk. So, by the way, it protectively affects your brain. as well, through a variety of biochemical pathways that I don't have time to get into right now. But how do we get them moving, since we know they should be moving? We all, how many of us have berated our children or been frustrated at them wanting to sit on the couch all day? Pretty much all of them. Put a limit on their TV games, on their TV and video games rather. Have them, give them tokens or something at the beginning of the week, and they spend them 15 minutes or half hour at a time. My 15-year-old, he just turned 15 last week, and I gave him a card that said, shows a kid playing a video game, and his mom says, go play outside. So he drags, the next scene is he has the video game and he's playing outside. Not quite what we meant. But anyway, so the keys are limit the games, keep it fun. Who wants to sit on an elliptical or a treadmill for half hour to 45 minutes? I'm a big avid CrossFitter, and I've never liked that, but I got to tell you, that is like a form of torture to sit on one of those things for that long. Now, if you can do it, more power to you. You have more discipline than I. So encourage naturally interesting activities, rollerblading, monkey bars, basketball with friends. My kids love to do this stuff, having family activities. Go mountain biking with them. We have, because I'm a CrossFitter, if you don't know what that is, check it out. It's an amazing thing. There's four great CrossFit gyms in town. Check it out. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And it's for all fitness and skill levels. But we do CrossFit competitions at my house. So in other words, it could involve all sorts of things. We may do kettlebell swings, and I'll have a 62 or 70 pound kettlebell, and my kids might, my little son might have a 5 pound one. My other son might have a 22 pound one or whatever those are. I don't remember exactly that number. And we all compete together because we scale it for each other. We make it fun. We make it competitive, and we laugh and have a good time. But I've never seen a kid that's truly not competitive at all. I'm also the strength and conditioning coach for Sun Oaks Aquatics. We do CrossFit type workouts with them. And I gotta tell you, they love it. Every single one of them, they love to make it happen. And, so the seven secret ingredients are what we're talking about here today. And I'm gonna list those again. Having the power on, making sure your child is checked by a chiropractor, and only a chiropractor, and ideally one who specializes in children, is qualified to check your children for vertebral subluxations, those misalignments that choke off life into their bodies. The second one is keeping them off drugs as much as possible, of all kinds. The third one is unplug them from the video games and the television more than is absolutely necessary. The next one is stop fearing germs so much. We're so terrified of germs that we forget that God made us to be abundantly healthy and not live in fear of part of his creation, which are germs, which are designed to decay dying or dead material, which is exactly what happens when your body's weak. That part is dying or dead, and those germs can take over. The fifth one is the attitude. Plug them into something bigger than them and bigger than you, because you're not God and neither am I. And if our kids think that, we're in trouble. And so the next one is feeding them live foods as much as possible. Fruits and vegetables and meat should be the basis of their diets. Grains and sweets should be minimal. So once in a while, of course, treat them. You don't want it to be too much taboo, in my opinion, and have them completely go bonkers when they go to college. And then last one is move it. Get them exercising. That's a critical part of it. The one last thing I want to mention, this Monday at 6 p.m., we're having at the Stirring Church, we're having a free dinner program. We're feeding you a really nice dinner. If you've never been to the Stirring to eat, it's amazing food. And, we're having a free event there that my office is hosting. We're educating you about health in the body. And, that's a free event at the, you can call the office at 243-0889. And if you're wanting to call for one of those five appointments, if any are still available, you can call the office. We're doing free consultations for your child about chiropractic care or any health issues you may have. And we're doing, examinations, the first examination at 50% off. And the number to call if you want to do that, every child should be checked, is 243-0889. That's 243-0889. Again, you've been on the second Saturday edition of Positively Healthy Radio. I just want to thank you for joining me today. I hope I've been useful to you. That's my point. We want to see as many kids as healthy as possible. You're on KCNR 1460 Community Radio, the home of Free Fire Media. God bless your day.
And this has been Positively Healthy. Dr. Todd Royce today. Dr. Maria Salas will host the program next Saturday from 10 to 11. Stay tuned. Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce is next here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. A pair of spacewalking U.S. astronauts replacing an ammonia pump outside the International Space Station and apparently stopping a serious ammonia leak.
No evidence of any ammonia leakage has been reported by the crew, or no evidence of anything anomalous by the thermal systems officer here in Mission Control. So far, so good.
NASA spokesman Rob Navius on NASA TV. Mission Control saying it'll take its time before declaring a victory over the problem, that ammonia pump part of the cooling system for the ISS power supply. Still no surrender from an armed man holding multiple hostages in a home in South Trenton, New Jersey. That standoff beginning yesterday afternoon. No identification of the man released, no firm number of hostages, or a possible relationship to that man. Controversy continuing over the deadly Benghazi consulate attack last September.
For the first time since the Benghazi attack happened, the White House press corps is pummeling spokesman Jay Carney for answers. That after